A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the ancient one and was presented before him, the one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. He is dominion and an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the book of Revelation. Jesus Christ is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, who has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming amid the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. All the peoples of the earth will lament him. Yes. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, the one who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty, the Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "You say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This last Sunday of our liturgical year, we celebrate this solemnity of Christ the King. And after reflecting on the mysteries in the life of Jesus for this past entire year, we come upon that ultimate conclusion that Christ Jesus reigns, the King of Kings. For centuries, kings and great leaders of many nations claimed a divine right to rule, that God had chosen them, even though they may have come to power by their family line, or by money, or by war. One such king, King Louis IX of France, felt that being a king was really a calling. It was a vocation. And unlike most rulers, St. Louis wanted to humbly use his power and authority to serve God and to build up his kingdom. He prayed daily to God to know how to love and serve God's people under his rule. St. Louis had the unique ability to know that he wasn't God, but that he had been given a great deal of power. He had been given a great deal of authority to do a lot for the good of God and his kingdom. Yes, St. Louis was one of those rare, extraordinary human beings that make up our list of saints. St. Louis, again, was unlike most other kings because he was all in for God. He got it. That once you start following Jesus, the life is not about you, that this life is about our Lord. You see, it doesn't matter if you're King of France, or if you're a teacher, or a doctor, or a businessman or woman, or a husband and father, a wife and mother, a son or a daughter. It doesn't matter, because as our Lord is supposed to be the true and real king in our lives, he is to be that real authority over us. We get that opportunity when we look at the image of our Lord Jesus, and thanks be to God with our beautiful corpus on that cross that we got just over a year ago. When we look at that image of Jesus as king, it's radically different than the kings of the world, that his throne is the cross, that his crown is made of thorns, that his garment is the blood flowing from the many wounds all over his body, and his scepter are the nails in his hands and feet. This image of a king may be unattractive to you, may even be absurd. But this feast is simply reminding us that the true peace and prosperity comes to us from the cross. Yeah, this message is being repeated over and over again every time we come and partake in the sacrifice of the Holy Mass. It's the Mass that is the eternal sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. And the Blessed Eucharist is the perfect sacrament containing Christ himself. And it has a cross. It's interesting when we think about that yes, in our general instruction to the Roman Missal, there is to be a cross with the figure of Christ crucified upon it, either on the altar or near it, where it is clearly visible, and to be the common point of focus for both the laity and the priest, and that praying community as we celebrate and participate in the Holy Mass. We have both of us covered here up on the sanctuary. So following Christ means carrying our own cross. Following Christ means forgetting ourselves, faithfully obeying his commandments of that self-sacrificial love. So attempting to be partly in, attempting to be half in, it betrays the love and loyalty of Christ for us. There once was a man who went to his doctor for a medical checkup. And after the examination, the doctor told his patient, "Sir, these results of your tests are not good. You'll have to give up alcohol. You'll have to give up cigarettes. You'll have to get to bed early. And you'll have to stay away from women. That would be best for you." And the man answered, "But doctor, I don't deserve the best. What is next to best?" Not being all in, not giving all of us ourselves. This is a general inclination that, you know, most people nowadays, you know, they shy away from the word sacrifice. Even if it's in one's best interest, they try to avoid it. In our journey, let's not avoid the cross. Let's embrace it. Let's echo the words once said by Saint Padre Pio. "I love the cross. I love it because I always see it behind the shoulders of Jesus." Viva Cristo Rey. Long live Christ the King. And may God bless us on this feast day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. St. Robert Bellarmine, live Jesus in our hearts forever. Please stand as we profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church.
I confess one baptism for forgiveness
of sins. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life for the world to come. Amen. With glory and eternal sovereignty, the Father has established his incarnate Son as King of the universe. Trusting his power and providence, we bring our needs and petitions before him.
For the Holy Father and all bishops, that our Lord Jesus Christ shower upon them the grace to be of one voice, one mission, in leading the church entrusted to their care, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation, for an end to violence, hatred, and division, that the Holy Spirit will lead us to bring unity and healing to our troubled country, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the poor, the outcast, the sojourner and the stranger among us, that God may grant all their needs through the charity and ministry of his faithful flock, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That Jesus' one sacrifice for sins may console those who suffer because of a past abortion, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our parish, that we may be one in mission, holy in all of our endeavors, and servant leaders in our homes, parish, and communities, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who suffer in mind, body, or spirit, that they may receive the loving embrace of our Lord in difficult times, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of our beloved dead, and for the special intentions of the parishioners of St. Robert Bellarmine, for whom this Mass is offered, that God would hear and answer the petitions of our hearts and lift the souls of all the faithful departed into the kingdom of heaven, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, Father of our Lord and King, as we pray for the peoples of this world, give each of us the courage to stand loyally by Christ and his church. We ask this through Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.